NEET/Siena poll, nearly 3 in 5 swing state voters back Trump's tariffs on China. By John Binder on November 9, 2023. Close to 3 in 5 likely swing state voters support United States tariffs on Chinese imports that President Donald Trump imposed, according to the latest New York Times/Siena College poll. The poll, which included likely voters from Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, reveals that 57% of these voters backed the billions in tariffs Trump imposed on China while president, some of which President Joe Biden has left in place. Fewer than 3 in 10 of likely swing state voters oppose U.S. tariffs on China. Following prior trends, white working-class voters in these swing states are the most supportive of imposing U.S. tariffs on China to protect working and middle-class jobs as well as American manufacturing. A total of 66% of white working-class voters in these 6 swing states support Trump's China tariffs, while just 20% oppose the tariffs. Similarly, the tariffs won 57% support among white college-educated voters and 56% among non-white college-educated voters. Most significantly for Republican presidential primary candidates like Trump, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, former United Nations, UN, Ambassador Nikki Haley, and businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, 83% of likely GOP voters in these swing states back tariffs on China. In July, a similar New York Times/Siena College poll found that nearly 7 in 10 GOP primary voters say free trade eliminates American jobs. Earlier this year, former U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer issued a memo calling on Republicans to shape a trade policy centered around boosting jobs and wages for American workers. "We must insist that the countries running large, persistent surpluses with us open their markets to our products and threaten otherwise to limit their access to America," Lighthizer writes. Buttressing these efforts to promote fairer trade, "we also need a policy of carefully calculated tariffs on most imports to force trade overall into balance." Research from the Coalition for a Prosperous America, CPA, finds that imposing 15% tariffs on foreign imports overall, with 35% tariffs on products in vital supply chains, would create about 10 million American jobs and generate over $600 billion in new revenue. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.